VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The American ambassador to the United Nations is leaving at the end of the year, Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Nikki Haley was considered a rising Republican star when Donald Trump, as president-elect, tapped her for the UN. She indicated no plans for her immediate future, so the question was natural, and she answered it at an Oval Office appearance with the president before it was asked.
No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one.
Trump says Haley first broached leaving in April. That would be around the time Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State and John Bolton National Security Advisor. A White House official said Haley was frustrated that her voice was being overridden in foreign policy.
A suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan on Tuesday killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. The attack happened a day after Taliban terrorists said they would try to disrupt the upcoming national elections with attacks. The bomber targeted a campaign office in southern Helmand province. Witnesses expect the number of casualties to rise because, they said, the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia should support a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist has not been seen since entering Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul last week. The International Monetary Fund said Tuesday at a meeting in Bali, Indonesia, that the escalating U.S.-China trade war will inhibit global economic growth this year and next. The IMF predicted that everyone is going to suffer as the U.S. and China, the world's two biggest economies, fight over tariffs and other trade issues. It said the dispute between the U.S. and China would especially leave developing economies vulnerable to sudden stresses. This is VOA News.